Welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
Hey, this is Sam.
So we've been following along to the story of the Easter Bunny, but I think his brother Freddy is really stealing the show.
对啊，我们前面已经看了几天复活节兔子的故事了。哦，现在弟弟 Freddy 完成计划，抢尽风头喽。
So poor Freddy, he always feels a little bit left out because his brother is the famous one and gets all of the attention.
啊，对啊 ，Freddy 呢，因为哥哥复活节兔子太红了，抢走了所有的注意力哦，所以呢，他就心生怨怼了。
Yeah, but what does Freddy do to get people to notice him?
对啊，大家还记得哦 ，Freddy 呢，他这个在上一集呢，就是有这个计划哦，偷偷的跟在哥哥后面送衣服跟玩具抢人气吗？
Of course, the Easter Bunny, which is his brother, is very confused. Why are the children thanking him for gifts he never gave out?
对啊，现在复活节兔子啊，就要找出这个礼物送礼物的凶手是谁喽。
Will the Easter Bunny solve this mystery?
I don't know, I hope so.
Well, let's read the story to find out more.
看一下课文哦，来看看他能不能解开谜团吧。
The New Easter Bunny.
The following Easter, the Easter Bunny handed out baskets of sweets again. After the last house, he waited behind a large bush. Soon,Freddy appeared with some clothes and toys. The Easter Bunny jumped out and said,
Freddy, you left those gifts for the children?
Freddy asked,
Are you angry?
His brother answered,
No, but why did you do it?
Freddy answered,
Everyone loves you because you give out candy. I desire to be popular too.
The Easter Bunny smiled.
How about we work together next year and make this holiday extra special?
From that year on, the brothers began giving out their Easter presents together.
Following. Following. People celebrated the New Year the following day. People celebrated the New Year the following day. Behind. Behind. The visitors walked behind their guide at the museum.The visitors walked behind their guide at the museum. Desire, 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 desired, desired. Mary desires to become a famous singer when she grows up. Mary desires to become a famous singer when she grows up.Extra, extra. Steve tried to be extra good to get Christmas presents from Santa. Steve tried to be extra good to get Christmas presents from Santa.
All right, so let's figure out if the Easter Bunny can figure out or solve the puzzle of who this mysterious, gift bearer is. So in this story it says, the following Easter, the Easter Bunny handed out baskets of sweets again.
哦，在下一年的复活节呢，复活节兔子啊又来送这个糖果饼干咯。
So when you see the word following, which is our word power word, F-O-L-L-O-W-I-N-G, when you use following like this, it's an adjective and it means the next in time.
哦，我们这边讲到这个形容词 following， 它的意思呢就是接着的。那大家如果有在用社群网站哦，比方说像是 Twitter 或是 Facebook， 就知道动词呢这个 follow 它的意思是跟随、追踪哦。那加上 ing 呢 ，following 形容词的意思呢，所以呢就是接下来、接着的。
That's right. So our sample sentence is: People celebrated the New Year the following day.People celebrated the New Year the following day.
大家呢在隔天翌日 the following day 来干嘛呢？庆祝新年。
That's right. So we see that the next Easter, the Easter Bunny gave out these candies again. All right. So next in the story it says, after the last house, he waited behind a large bush.
所以啊我们就知道呢，一如往常呢，这个复活节兔子啊挨家挨户的来送糖果了，但是呢今年他的计划就是要找出这个凶手了，所以呢柯文就说呢，在最后一家送完之后呢，复活节兔子呢就怎么样，他就躲在一个很大的 bush， 一个很大的树丛后面哦。
That's right. So he hid behind the bush. Behind is also our word, power word, B-E-H-I-N-D, behind. And it means the back of something.
我们刚刚呢在课文看到单字 behind， 就是呢在什么东西的后面的意思哦。像是呢在课文里面呢 Easter Bunny， 这个复活节兔子呢它就是躲在这个什么后面呢？ Behind the bushes， 在这个树丛的后面。
That's right. So let's take a look at our word power sentence. Our sentence is, the visitors walked behind their guide at the museum. The visitors walked behind their guide at the museum.
这个句子呢就是说在博物馆里面啊，这些观光客呢，他们呢就走在呢他们的领队后面。
That's right. So next in the article it says, soon Freddy appeared with some clothes and toys.The Easter Bunny jumped out and said, Freddy, you left those gifts for children? All right, so before we take a look at this sentence, or these two sentences, let's first take a look at our 英文快译通。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah!
Hello, 大家好 ，I'm Tim。英文中 with 有两个常见的意思，一个是带着什么、有什么的意思，另外一个则是与什么什么一起的意思。不过两者到底该怎么样来分辨呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。首先 with 第一个的用法是在 with 后方直接加上某样事物，表示带着什么或者有着什么的状态。例如 Tim 老师有位同学叫做 John，他长得很像外国人，眼睛大大的，而且有着褐色的头发。这时英文我们就可以讲说 John is a handsome boy with brown hair， 表示 John 是个有着褐色头发的帅气男孩。这边的 with 加上名词 brown hair 就表示有着褐色头发的意思。 John 不但帅气，脾气好，脸上也永远都带着笑容。这时我们用英文来表达就是 He always comes into class with a smile， 表示他进教室上课的时候脸上永远都挂着微笑。这边的 with 后面加上 a smile 就表示带着微笑的意思。好，看完了 with 的第一个用法，我们要再来看看第二个用法，就是与什么一起的意思。刚刚提到像 John 这么优秀的男生一定会有很多人追求，假设各位女同学遇到了这么帅气的男同学，可以试着问对方 Do you want to go to the movies with me? 你想跟我出去看电影吗？这边的 with 后面加上 me 就表示与我一起的意思。如果对方有兴趣的话，这时就会回答 Yes, I want to go to the movies with you. With you 就代表和你一起的意思，表示好，我想跟你出去看电影。但如果没意思的话，可能就会说 Sorry, I don't want to go to the movies with you， 不好意思，我不想跟你出去看电影。好咯，最后让我们来总结一下今天 with 的用法。 Tim 老师有一位帅气的同学 John， 他有着一头褐色的头发。 John is a handsome boy with brown hair， 他上课时总是面带微笑。 He always comes into class with a smile. 如果女同学遇到像 John 这么帅气的男生的话，可以问对方说 Do you want to go to the movies with me? 你想跟我出去看电影吗？希望大家得到的回答都是 yes 哦。好咯，经过今天的讲解之后，希望大家都能更了解 with 的用法。英文快一通，我们下次见咯。
OK， 欢迎回来。我们在刚刚英文快通之前呢，讲到这个课文哦，这句课文的意思呢，他就说啊，不久后呢 ，Freddy 啊就带着衣服和玩具出现了。哦，你们还记得谁躲在这个树丛后面吗？这个 Easter Bunny 复活节兔子啊，他就能跳出来啊，指着这个 Freddy 说啊，原来是你啊 ，Freddy， 原来是你把玩具跟衣服送给小朋友吗？
That's right. So remember, he was hiding behind the bush because he wanted to solve this mystery. Who was giving out all these clothes and toys? Okay, so finally he saw Freddy. And he said, Freddy asked him, Are you angry? And the Easter Bunny, his brother, answered, No, but why did you do it?
哦，所以啊，这个 Freddy 呢就被当场跳出来的他哥哥复活节兔子给抓包啊。那 Freddy 就问了，哎呀，你生气了吗？哎呀，他哥哥就说呢，哎呀，不会生气，但是为什么你要这样子送礼物呢？
Yeah, actually he's a very good brother. I figured that maybe he would be angry with him.
Yeah, 对啊，相信大家可能都跟 Freddy 一样，以为他哥哥，哎呀，抓到我偷送礼物应该会生气吧。但是呢，他没有生气，反而就是要问问他的理由咯。
So let's see what Freddy says. He says, Everyone loves you because you give out candy. I desire to be popular too.
啊，这个可怜的 Freddy 就回答了，哎呀，大家都很爱你啊，因为你送糖果给他们啊。那我也想要很受欢迎啊。
Yeah, I guess he just wanted to be like his big brother.
Yeah, 他只是想要跟他的哥哥复活节兔子一样受欢迎嘛。
Yeah, so Sam, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do have an elder sister.
Oh, so do you look up to her as well?
Not
well, she's a girl, right?
Yeah.
But you, of course, okay, you look up to your father, right?
Yeah,
so like many of us, if you are the younger brother or sister, you might look up to someone who is older than you.
对啊，刚刚 Tiffany 就问我说啊，我有没有哥哥姐姐啊？就是呢，大家可能如果你在家里有哥哥姐姐，或者是说你的爸爸妈妈，大家呢很自然呢会朝着这些对这些那个比较年长的长辈们呢，对他们有一种尊情，一种尊重哦。
Yeah, so I guess that's how Freddy feels about his brother. He really, in some ways, not only is, I don't think he's jealous, but I think he just really, really looks up to him.
对啊，可能呢，他不是嫉妒他哥哥吧，只是他因为太崇拜他哥哥了，所以呢，也想要跟他一样受欢迎哦。
So Freddy says something to his brother. He says, he desires to be popular too. Now, desire is our word power word.D-E-S-I-R-E, it's a verb, it means to want or wish for something so badly. For example, I really want to go on vacation to a beautiful beach and enjoy the sun, so my heart desires or really wants to go on vacation.
Okay, desire 动词渴望哦，在课文里面呢，这个弟弟 Freddy 呢，他也想要 desire 渴望呢，跟他哥哥一样受欢迎哦。那例如呢，刚刚 Tiffany desires to go on vacation to beach and enjoy the sun. Me too. Desire 渴望啊 ，Tiffany 跟我呢都很想要去海边度假来享受阳光哦。
So what's one country that you really desire to go to?
Actually, in Taiwan is fine. 像是去垦丁啊这些地方，其实不用出国也可以享受嘛。
That's very true. Taiwan does have some very beautiful beaches that we can enjoy as well.
对啊，在台湾啊，真的有很多美丽的海边哦，我们都可以去享受一下咯。
Yeah, but I want to go somewhere a little bit more exotic, like maybe Tahiti or the Caribbean, but I know that's very expensive.
对啊，要去这些像是加勒比海啊，或是大溪地这些比较异国风情的海边的地方，可能要先多存点钱咯。
Yeah, alright, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. Our sample sentence is, Mary desires to become a famous singer when she grows up.Mary desires to become a famous singer when she grows up.
啊，这个意思呢，就是当她长大以后呢 ，Mary 渴望 ，Mary 想要成为一位知名的歌手。
That's right. All right. So next in our story, the Easter Bunny smiled. How about we work together next year and make this holiday extra special?
哦，这个哥哥啊，真是非常好哦，他就微笑啦，笑着呢，跟他的弟弟 Freddy 说啦，明年复活节呢，何不啊，我们两个人呢，一起来送礼物哦，让这个礼物更加，让这个节日呢，更加特别哦。
Oh, that's a really nice big brother.
Yeah, very sweet.
Yeah, so instead of letting him not join him or say, no, you cannot do it, he said,Let's do it together.
啊，真是非常好，哥哥哦，这个兔子哥哥呢，就跟他的弟弟 Freddy， 他没有跟他说呢，不行，你不能送礼物，只有我能送。他反而跟他说，哎，那为什么不明年我们一起来送呢？非常好的哦。
So actually, I think if Freddy told his brother, the Easter Bunny, how he felt, I think he would have been very okay with letting him join or, you know, bringing him along.
对啊，假如说啊，一开始他没有偷偷送啊，他是直接跟他哥哥说，哎，要不要我可不可以跟你一起送？相信啊，他哥哥一定会很乐意的让他们一起来完成这个送礼物的任务。
That's right. So you mentioned that by spending Easter together and delivering presents together, this will make the holiday extra special. Extra is a word power word, E-X-T-R-A. It's an adverb and it means more than usually.
哦，这边要看到这个 extra 这个副词哦，它的意思呢就是特别的、额外的。
So our sample sentence is, Steve tried to be extra good to get Christmas presents from Santa. Steve tried to be extra good to get Christmas presents from Santa.
哦，这个例句就说了 ，Steve 呢试着表现的 extra good， 试着表现的特别好，为了怎么样呢？为了可以从圣诞老公公那里拿到礼物啦。
Yeah, so maybe instead of just only doing his homework or going to bed on time, maybe he did extra chores for his mother.
对啊，所以呢，除了这个做功课啊，或者说准时上床睡觉之外，他可能还会啊，比方说帮妈妈做家事，来赚取这个额外的这个好感度哦。
That's right. Okay, so then our article continues and it says, from that year on, the brothers began giving out their Easter presents together.
哦，课文就说啦，从那一年起呢，这对兔子兄弟啊，这个 Easter Bunny 跟 Freddy 呢，他们两个人呢，就一起在复活节来送礼物咯。
Oh, that's a very good happy ending.
对啊，真是一个很棒的结局哦，皆大欢喜啦。
All right, so let's first take a break and we'll be right back. All right, so not only did the Easter Bunny figure out who gave out the toys and clothes, but he also figured out a way to make Easter extra special.
哦，在今天的课文呢，我们就看到了这个 Easter Bunny 复活节兔子呢，它不仅仅啊解开了这个是谁送这个玩具跟衣服的谜团呢，它还想出了一个办法来让这个复活节这一天更加的特别哦。
Right, and they did this by having his brother Freddy come along with him to deliver the presents or the candy.
哦，他想到的办法呢，就是让他的小弟弟 Freddy 呢，跟他一起来送这些糖果、饼干礼物咯。
Yeah, that's definitely more meaningful than the Easter Bunny delivering everything by himself.
对啊，这个绝对呢，比他自己来送礼物更加有意义咯。
Yeah, it's really nice to kind of share that special moment with someone that you care about.
对啊，跟这个你很重视的人呢，分享这个特别的时刻呢，真的是非常珍贵，非常美好的。
Yeah, so we hope you all have a great Easter. Even if you don't celebrate it, you know, you can always have some chocolate or some little, I think those chickpeas or something, I forgot. But anyways, you can always enjoy that and have a little sweet, little candy yourself.
对啊，祝你们复活节愉快咯。即使不庆祝复活节呢，你也可以吃一些巧克力，吃一些甜食哦，来度过这个美好的节日咯。
All right, so we hope you enjoyed our show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Sam.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I have the cycling bug after riding on a U-bike.
I have the cycling bug after riding on a U-bike.
Hey guys, I'm Eunice. 现在台北市最夯的运动是什么呢？没错，就是骑脚踏车啦。不知道大家有没有骑过台北市的 U-bike 呢？像 Eunice 我啊，自从骑了 U-bike 之后，就爱上了骑脚踏车呢。因为 U-bike 不但非常好骑，非常方便，而且还很安全呢。每台 U-bike 都配备有脚踏车灯，所以就算在晚上骑乘的时候也是非常安全。这时候我就可以用今天 A Plus 小聚会所要教大家的句子： I have a cycling bug after riding on a U-bike. I have the cycling bug after riding on a U-bike. 意思就是我在坐上微笑单车之后就顿时爱上了骑脚踏车。句子中的 cycling 是指骑单车这个运动，那么 have 什么什么 bug 意思就是顿时爱上了什么什么东西。 bug 原本意思是指虫子，在这边衍生出的意思就是突如其来的一种热爱。那骑乘什么交通工具就可以用 ride on 加交通工具来表示。好啦，我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。 I have the cycling bug after riding on a U-bike. 同学们，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
I have the cycling bug after riding on a U-bike.
I have the cycling bug after riding on a U-bike.
The new Easter Bunny.
The following Easter, the Easter Bunny handed out baskets of sweets again. After the last house, he waited behind a large bush. Soon,Freddy appeared with some clothes and toys. The Easter Bunny jumped out and said,
Freddy, you left those gifts for the children?
Freddy asked,
Are you angry?
His brother answered,
No, but why did you do it?
Freddy answered,
Everyone loves you because you give out candy. I desire to be popular too.
The Easter Bunny smiled.
How about we work together next year and make this holiday extra special?
From that year on, the brothers began giving out their Easter presents together.
Following. People celebrated the New Year the following day. People celebrated the New Year the following day. Behind. The visitors walked behind their guide at the museum.The visitors walked behind their guide at the museum. Desire. Desired. Mary desires to become a famous singer when she grows up. Mary desires to become a famous singer when she grows up.Extra. Steve tried to be extra good to get Christmas presents from Santa. Steve tried to be extra good to get Christmas presents from Santa.